Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God, instruction about baptism, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. We all know that everyone is at their own place, and they're operating at their own pace in their walk of faith. We do not do comparisons within the body. But if you are a newly born Christian, then you are a newly born Christian at that level. And that's great. That's great for now. In Revelation 3:20, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him and he with me." Now that is the beginning. That is not the end all. Life continues, and as with all things that live, there must be growth or the alternative is death. That's science. For you who have been in the pews for years and have heard multiple messages on the same scripture through the years, this one's for you. 10, 20, 30 years or more, and you are hanging out with the newbies, you know who you are. Are you living in the state of contact still? You know what the scripture means, but you haven't given it any attention other than your ears. The author of Hebrews is not suggesting it is time to grow up in maturity and walk of faith. He is directing us to continually move forward, to lock it in and connect in the fullness of scriptures and faith. Truth is, when we get saved for real, there is a contact high. I was so stoked to be a perfect Christian when I got saved. When you have been around a while, which I have, that is where you actually get to demonstrate what you know in Scripture and live according to that faith. It's work. If it was easy, we'd all be doing it already. The connection with God, the Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, that is where we get our strength, our wisdom, our ability, our encouragement, our inspiration, our very meaning for living. Contact is great, but as I said before, it is easily broken. Connection is tough to sever. If we look in John chapter 10, verses 28 and 29, it says, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hands." Now that's preached in a lot of churches yearly. But who is in the Father's hand? Are we connected Christians who have the assurance of the Father's hand on our lives? As I see it, God does not promise His love will save us from our non-committed relationships with Him. Doesn't say that. For that kind of assurance, we need to be in the hand of the one who can save us. Sometimes the word can get a little scary. Only if we aren't sure about where we stand in relationship to God. Are we standing firm in the gospel of truth? Or have we been a little less than committed to that relationship with Him? Or with His Son, Jesus? These are questions we can only answer for ourselves. In John 15, 1 through 11, we've heard this many messages on this scripture. But Jesus is saying, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, He prunes it, so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy be made full. There's a lot of things here, which I'm not going to dissect today. We're all grown-ups. Basically, it's like, this is where it is. And either you are here or you are not. There is no back door. There's no season pass to be bought. There's no backstage pass. There's no secret words or incantations. It is abide in me and I in you. See, the difference, the way I grab it is like he's saying, abide in me. There's a lot of people say, I abide in Jesus. But they're like still contact Christians. Well, I abide in him, but he doesn't abide in me. Because if he abided in me, he'd be directing my path. So I'm not going to give him that access. I'm going to do all the abiding, but he's not. See, it's abide in me and I abide in you. This is the active flow of Christ through you into the world that you're called to help. You are called to help. God could just speak it into existence if he wanted to. But what he wants is he wants dedicated, committed people in a relationship with him so that his will is done here on earth. And either is done here on earth by us. Well, we've seen history. Do I have to mention the golden calf? What happened there? That's where a bunch of the Israelites. If you know the story, you know that hand gesture. God is just. Love is just. Because if he wasn't just, he wouldn't be a loving God. If he wasn't a loving God, he would not be a just God. There are criteria that must be met. No different than making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You got to have bread. You got to have peanut butter. You got to have jelly. You put it together. It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You put pickles in it, and I'm throwing it in the trash because it's now something else, right? This is what we're to be. He's lined it out for us. And yet we want to drag our feet. We want that contact high is good enough. We can show up on, let's just anytime. Here at church or one of the church functions, and we get our contact high and we go home feeling better about ourselves, but there's no change in our location. We feel better, and that's, boy, I tell you what, now I'm getting fired up, because that's the best tool that our enemy has, is to make us feel like we're all right. Well, if you're going to go out of here with heartburn and maybe a little sore butt because of what I'm telling you today, then you're hearing exactly what you need to hear today, because it's not about comfort, it's about connection. And if you've ever done anything that has any value in it at all, it cost you something. Today we are given so much crap for free. Our government wants to buy our vote. We don't take really accountability for the little things. If you remember me talking before, I'm going to say it again. There are no such things as big deals. There are no big deals. Because if you want to define big deal, that is an accumulation of all the little deals. Every little decision compiles up. Oh, I got this great trauma or tragedy in my life. Okay, we'll back engineer that. Yeah, it all started with some bad decisions. We're here to help you, but let's own it. So let's own the fact that maybe we're just not quite there yet. Because if you look at all the apostles, they are telling you, till the day that you die, you're going to be fighting to get this. It's not a one and done. You don't arrive here on earth. You are nothing more than a passerby. This is not your place. We don't set camp up here. We are passing through. Anyway, that's all free. So, Jesus, being the vine in which we are grafted, which is another one of those funny words I like. I know how to graft. I learned that as a kid. We had fruit trees. Too many, but we had them. Fruit trees are hard work. But we had grafted them in. So the word grafted would seem to be very similar, if not exact, definition of connection, though, in this particular parable. Once grafted in, you are a permanent part of the whole. The vine is the body of Christ, and you are grafted into the vine. Another way it's put in Scripture is adopted into the family. You are now part of it. You're not a satellite. You're not orbiting. No, you are immovable. You are attached. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27, it simply says this: Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. I like the first part. Now you are. It doesn't say once a month on Sundays or only on Easter and Christmas. No, now you are the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. There are no satellite children of God. You are in or you are out. The Father is the vine dresser, the ultimate authority, and in charge of the well-being and fruit production of His vine. To abide, another one of those funny words. All I can think of is the Big Lebowski. You know, the dude cannot abide. But anyway. The only other time I ever heard abide being used other than Pastor Henry. But I'm sorry. Abide means, basically, I just generalize this. Accept or act in accordance with. Abide in me. So accept or act in accordance with me, Jesus is telling you. And I will accept or act in accordance with you. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, he says. Sounds an awful lot like connectivity. Here's another way to look at it. Just because you went to high school with someone, that doesn't mean you are connected. You have a point of contact, but that is it. Just because you work with someone, that doesn't mean you are connected. That is your point of contact. Because you attend a church, the bride of Christ, that does not secure you have connection with the bridegroom. To move past the contact and move forward into the connection, to be free from things that bind us and keep us from our potential in Christ, we are made for service. If Christ can come down and serve mankind as he did, then how is it that with his help and guidance from the Spirit, that we cannot do the same? He's right. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. We live in a culture of minimalism. It's just enough to get by, and that is a dangerous place to camp. Our God wants every last morsel of the relationship with you, total vulnerability, and with that, a connection that he promises cannot be broken. Did you get that? Promises that it cannot be broken. For who can snatch you from the Father's hand? No one. Whew. I'm going to ask the music ministry to come up at this time, please. See, the idea of spiritual connection beyond physical presence. Let me slow down. The idea of spiritual connection beyond physical presence is a testament to the profound, enduring nature of relationships with Christ in faith. Through the Holy Spirit, through the power of prayer, and the unity of the body of Christ, believers are united in God. It is up to you to verify or validate your scorecard today. I'm not going to do it. Don't even ask. This is one of probably the most private and personal things there is on this planet, is your relationship with your God. You need to verify it. You need to validate it. And I'm hoping that you are encouraged today to make those changes instead of choosing the way it is. If you do not have a relationship with the Father and you haven't surrendered to Jesus or simply looking for a brand new start today, you're in the right place. If your desire is to enable a deeper connection or move past that contact and engage in His wonderful work, the work of God that He has in store for you, He has in store for you to be changed in a positive and legitimate way, let us pray for you. You can find a leader. We'll pray with you. I'll stay late. I'll pray with you any day of the week. Any day ending in Y. There is no more important place to be than right now than to be embraced by the love of God and to be strengthened in your walk with Him. Today, we choose. Amen.
In Romans 12, Paul says, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment." That's what Larry is encouraging us to do today, to look at our own life with sober judgment, to look at our own relationship with God soberly and make an honest self-assessment of what our relationship with God is. Are you just simply in contact with the Father, or are you connected to the Father? And there is a big difference. There is a really big difference. And so the encouragement today is for you to look at your own life and think about that. And then if you are just in contact, how can you take it a step further and be connected with Him? How can you go further and be connected with Him? And that's only a question that you can answer for yourself. We can help, you know, we could encourage, but your relationship with God is your relationship with God. And do you abide in Him, and does He abide in you, or do you just simply have contact with Him? So I encourage you to think about that as we leave this week. I encourage you to think about that throughout your week. And think about if you are connected to God. You know, the thing I think about Matthew 7, there's that scary verse. Pastor Jim likes to say it's the scariest verse in the Bible, of course, that he thinks. And it says, people will come to me and say, "Lord, Lord, did we not cast out demons in your name? Did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not do great miracles in your name?" And Jesus will say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." See, these are people that they think they're in contact with Jesus, or they are in contact with Jesus. They go to church. They're part of the church. They're doing these great miracles that many of us have never done or even seen. But Jesus says, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Why? Because they weren't connected to Him. They weren't connected to Him. So are you connected to Him today? Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for the word that you put on Larry's heart, and that it is challenging, Lord. It is challenging, but we need to be challenged, because when we are challenged, we can move forward into what you have for us next. So, Lord, I pray that each and every one of us would take a sober look at our life, take a sober look at our relationship with you, and determine, are we just in contact with you or are we connected? Lord, help us to move deep into a deeper relationship with you. Help us to walk according to your ways. Help us to trust in you with all of our heart, to lean on you, Lord, when we don't understand. Lord, help us to submit all of our ways to you. And Lord, your word says that you will direct our path. Help us to be connected to the Father, to abide in Jesus. Lord, we just thank you so much for this church body. We thank you for the challenge. We thank you for the encouragement. And we just pray this in your precious name. Amen.